We give him the Solid Rock and Kingdom Kids teachers just a round of applause for making this day such a meaningful day. So much work went on. We're a church with lots of children, and we want to instill faith into our children. So I hope you will take this and explain it again to your children. And if you're an adult, I hope you'll take all the Bible passages around the crucifixion and meditate on them and read them throughout the day. I'm going to just give a short message before we go, so let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for the cross. We thank you that it is there, our sins are washed away. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to know the meaning of that cross now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we've seen these four people: Judas, betrayer; Peter, the renouncer; Pilate, the coward; soldier, the prosecutor. Yeah, we have seen these four men at the night of the trial, but the thing is, these were, you know, people kind of like us. To call these people evil people is too simplistic, because they were kind of like us. I mean, let me defend these people a bit. I mean, Judas, he sold his masters, sure, but he was trying to do the right thing. He was maybe trying to get Jesus to wake up and do something meaningful for his country. And Peter was not always a denier. The night before, on Thursday evening, as Jesus was praying and he was being arrested, he took out that knife and he was ready to die for Jesus. And then there's Pilate. Pilate, sure, he was a coward. He gave in to the opinions of the people. But isn't that sort of price of the leadership? When you're a leader, you have to do the tough things to have peace, to make peace in the people. Or the soldier, persecutor. Well, he was just following orders, wasn't he? He was maybe just a good father, you know, to his kids, or a husband to his wife. But he was also a soldier who had to follow orders. The point is, these were not evil people who do evil things. And even the worst kinds of people, today we think about, well, how different are we from the worst of the people? As you know, children, during the World War II, 6.2 million Jewish people were killed. Over 6 million people. There's something like 7.4 million Hong Kong people here in Hong Kong. If you look, count 6 and 7, the 6 people gone. Imagine that sort of number who were killed. Well, one of the person who was responsible for the Holocaust was a man named Adolf Eichmann, not Hitler, Adolf Eichmann. The next slide, please. He was one of the ones who organized the logistics involving transportations of the millions of Jews to concentration camps. And after the war ended, he escaped to Argentina. But he was eventually apprehended, and he was brought to trial in Israel. And one of the witnesses that testified against this man was this man, Yehiel Denour, who was a concentration camp survivor. So he was waiting for the trial, and when his time came, he entered in, and he saw this man, Adolf Eichmann. And then he started to sob uncontrollably. Tears came all over. He started convulsing, and he fell in a heap like this. Why? Well, maybe some people think he was overcome by hatred. Maybe he was overcome by fear of this man that whom he had feared for a long time. Or maybe he was overcome by the horrible memories of the concentration camp. Well, he was later interviewed by the American broadcaster Mike Wallace. And Wallace asked him what happened. And Denour explained that it wasn't hatred, it wasn't the memory, it wasn't these other things. He says, when I saw him, these were his words, I was afraid about myself. I saw that I am capable to do this. I am exactly like him. When he saw him, he didn't see an evil person. He saw an ordinary person like him. And somehow he realized at that moment that his heart was not that different from this man. And on Good Friday, that's what we remember. On Good Friday, that out of our hearts come all these evil things. This is chapter 7 of Gospel of Mark, where Jesus says, "For it is from within, out of a person's heart, evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evil come from inside and defile the person." At the foot of the cross, we're all sinners. We're all people in need of God's mercy. And on Good Friday, we remind ourselves that mercy has been poured out. Grace has been poured out upon all of us. All we need to do at the foot of a cross is to say, "Lord, have mercy on me." And his grace will be showered upon you. Your sins will be paid for. It's the end of our service, and we're going to sing the final song, "It Is Well." The last stanza goes like this: "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. Not in part, but the whole has been bared." Let's praise the Lord on this Good Friday.